Ukraine struggles to restore power, water after devastating missile bombardment. By Breitbart London on December 17, 2022. AFP, Ukraine worked Saturday to restore electricity and water supplies after Russia's latest wave of attacks pitched multiple cities into darkness and forced people to endure sub-zero temperatures without heating or running water. The volley of missiles unleashed Friday came as President Vladimir Putin held extensive meetings with the military top brass overseeing Russia's invasion of Ukraine, where Moscow has stepped up bombardments. In the capital Kyiv, the metro had stopped running so that people wrapped in winter coats could take shelter at underground stations after air raid sirens rang out on Friday morning. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said the metro service was relaunched early Saturday and water supply had been restored. Power was also restored throughout the eastern city of Kharkiv on Saturday, Regional Governor Oleg Syngubov said, after the strikes left Ukraine's second city without electricity. Ukraine's national energy provider imposed emergency blackouts, saying on Saturday that the energy system continues to recover. Ukrenergo had warned the extent of the damage in the north, south and center of the country meant it could take longer to restore supplies than after previous attacks. During a visit to the army staff Friday, Putin sought out proposals from his military commanders on how Russia should proceed with the Ukraine offensive, according to the Kremlin. The Kremlin released footage of Putin presiding over a roundtable meeting with Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Chief of General Staff Valery Gerasimov among other top brass. Inhumane attacks. After a series of humiliating battlefield defeats, Russia since October has pursued an aerial onslaught against what Moscow says are military-linked facilities. But France and the European Union have said the suffering inflicted on freezing civilians constitutes war crimes, with the bloc's foreign policy chief calling the bombings barbaric. Russia fired 74 missiles, mainly cruise missiles, on Friday, 60 of which were shot down by anti-aircraft defenses, according to the Ukrainian army. Kyiv withstood one of the biggest missile attacks since the start of the invasion. Regional officials said their air defense forces had shot down 37 out of 40 missiles. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the strikes left hit power and water supplies in Kyiv and 14 regions. In the central city of Kryvyi Rih, where Zelensky was born, the air strikes hit a residential building. A 64-year-old woman and a young couple with a little son died, Governor Valentin Reznichenko said Saturday, adding that 13 others had been wounded. In the south, fresh Russian shelling in Kherson, recently recaptured by Ukraine, killed a 36-year-old man and injured a 70-year-old woman, Governor Yaroslav Yanushevich said. Kherson has been subjected to persistent Russian shelling since Moscow's forces retreated in November, and power was cut in the city earlier this week. Protracted war. Moscow has said the strikes on Ukrainian infrastructure are a response to an explosion on the Kerch Bridge connecting the Russian mainland to the Crimean Peninsula, annexed from Ukraine in 2014. Ukrainian defense officials said this week that their forces had downed over a dozen Iranian-made attack drones launched at Kyiv, a sign that Western-supplied systems are having an impact. Ukrainian military leaders have warned Moscow is preparing for a major winter offensive, including a fresh attempt to take Kyiv. Aiming to push Moscow to the negotiating table, the EU on Friday imposed further sanctions, adding restrictions on the export of drone engines to Russia or countries like Iran looking to supply Moscow with weapons. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg told AFP that Russia was readying for a protracted war. "We see that they are mobilizing more forces, that they are willing to suffer also a lot of casualties, that they are trying to get access to more weapons and ammunition," he said. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.